Blog Talk Radio.
Mackin' Mike and making men of them. Tears and fears for my peers, they risen. You think that it is, if not it isn't. Race for the border, my daughter, cause beats are banging out. Cheeks rockin' these in a season, it's time for hanging out. Gather, or rather, for my circle around out loud. Just cause brothers or others could never ever rock a crowd. Is it because he's running off with the mouth? Or was he really clearly trying to play a nigga out? No, shut him down, the king with the crown. Cause all you wanna be is Dicky Down. A friend of mine asked me to say some MC rhyme, so I said this rhyme I'm about to say. The rhyme was Mecca, and then it went this way. Recollect a Mecca mic check on a windmill skill. Mac the steps wearing Godfather hats. It's okay to parlay the forte better. Tell her my nigga need a sweater tougher than leather. Swing another Bobby King thing and I wreck. But just like the white one, I get no respect. Money stay awake cause the other niggas are fake. From Hollis to the Beacon, know your dumb ass is leaking. CL and one DMC, so rush it. Big time way before Hammer got to touch it. Remember the faces in all types of places. Look, ma, no shoelaces. And I'm...
Sucker MC could never swing with D because of all the things that I bring with me. Only G.O.D. could be a king to me. And if the G.O.D. be in me, then the king I be. The microphone is granted when it's handed to me. I was planted on a planet and I plan to MC. The MC fiends only seem to agree that I rock the world and the society. I rages on the stages with a tune of birds. I give praises from these stages to the universe. My voice is raw, my lyrics is law. I keep it hardcore like you never saw. You wanna be, you wanna be, you know you wanna be.
John Jay University, and since kindergarten I acquired the knowledge, and after 12th grade I went straight to college. Down with the kings on the mic, a full swinger, the P to the R, not an R&B singer, the R to the UNDMC, and the fly human being, tonight I hold the key. Flowing with the funk track, hit a soul brother black, pick up the pace, better yet do the space. So let me put my big black twinkie on into the early morning, had the skin zoning. Mecca, yo, you want the Mecca, yo, I make a funky beat so we can blow, check it out. He rocks the boot knock, put you in a headlock, and now all the yada yada flock, cause I'm down with the king.
Thunder and rain. Welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, the show is The Kings of Epiphany, When Kings Speak. I'm your humble host of the evening, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and I'm joined by another Epiphany King. Ladies and gentlemen, I give to you King Atterbury. What's good, King?
Hey, what's going on, my brother? We here tonight. What's good with you?
Oh, man, I'm enjoying the vibes, the ambiance. You know what? It's a good night for poetry. How about you?
Hey, I feel the same way, man. You know, it's been a delightful day, man. Evening and everything. I'm on one.
I know that's right. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's show is sponsored by none other than Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? You should go ahead and get you some. I mean, slap some of those jewels and gems on your wrists. To our illustrious CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, who is not only the CEO of this fine network, but also of Raw Links. So hit him up and get you some. Get yours, because I got mine. King, you got yours?
Definitely. I'm about to put me in a new order.
Word. So the dial-in number, if you are listening in online, is 319-527-6300. And by all means, when you get here, please press 1. If you're already here and you have not done so yet, and you desire to be a part of When Kings Speak, or if you're a queen and you just want to be spoken to, press 1. We won't bite, but we will serenade you with royalty. Now, I know, it's Tuesday. Y'all was looking for one of Mojave's shows. Well, we're just going to ask you to keep our brother in your prayers as he deals with some issues with his family. But please keep him lifted up, and hopefully Iron Man will be back to ready to perform his duties holding down Mr. Tuesday night. Man,
what?
I don't know about you, King, but you know, I'm kind of ready to dive into some of this here poetry of the evening. What you think about that?
Yes, sir. Let's get to it, brother. You know.
Well, my brother,
lay it out there.
Won't you go ahead and you be the first king on the mic?
I don't doubt. Oh, you doing to me what I be doing to other people.
Somebody
nah,
got to return
all good, brother.
Sometime.
Yeah, no doubt. It's all good, though. It's all about the people out there listening in. So here we go. This piece I titled King Don't Come. Adjusting the conversation. No coercion when I'm done. The crown sit on my ori as I'm speaking to the young, inviting me to Venus as I'm feeling out the moon. My power inside the room illuminate while I consume. Illustrations I'm facing through awkward navigation. The message I receive helped me breathe with lots of patience. Beautiful kind gestures from sweet divine women. I don't need a throne, just a home with fresh linen. Invite her to the night of delight. Call me the special. Problems that once were are gone due to my rescue. After a meet and greet, stand tall, building a wall, covering her all with the shawl bought from a store. Nobody can see what I gave, hope I'm faithful. Dismissing whatever's hateful, initiating what's tasteful. Gentle side of me gave her peace after the truth. Now she understands. What feels when kings speak, and that's that piece.
My goodness. Did y'all hear that? Kingdom come. Kingdom come, bruh. But what you trying to do with this piece, bro?
It came from the spirit, man. It came from spirit. You know what I mean? And also out of boundaries, that's inbound. You know what I mean?
My King man, mommy. Whoo, keep going. Come. Bro.
When I'm here, I'm here.
You starting the flames out tonight. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, if your DM ain't blowing up by now, man, I'm pretty sure it's about to. With Chris Cook, warm it up,
minutes.
King. I'm about to warm it up, King. That's what I was born to do. Warm it up, King.
Yeah. Don't worry. When I Chris Cook, I go back into the lane.
My man. That's what I'm talking about.
True facts. True facts. Word. When King speak.
I guess, brother, I know you got
something in the royal chambers, brother. I know, my brother. Got it
right.
Yeah,
I've been in the lab, so I got a nice piece. It's called "The King Has Spoken." This morning I woke up to a. Thank you, bro. This morning I woke up to a goddess, though I must confess, rightfully so because I'm a king nonetheless. But watching you lay there in your nakedness and be at peace within your kingdom realm has me speechless, praying that as your king I create this safe space to bear witness to one of the ways you render me helpless. As the silk sheets adorn your curves with matchless opportunities to create an oasis of heaven on earth that's endless, never have I ever felt useless. Not have I ever had to guess that the power held within your might makes me powerless. And not because I rule with an iron fist, but more like how your sexy goodness turns this mere man into a mortal king who's fearless. So I yield my scepter before your majestic realness. As your royalty creates this haven of beauty that is matchless, unclothed is your anatomy filled with wholesomeness. The ribs protecting my most precious organs are priceless, because there is where you come from with the relentless desire to keep your king's safety your priority with the unique completeness that challenges any would-be suitor to come and test their ability against your anointedness, just so you can devour their remains among the lioness. And prove even in your nakedness that you are not to be fucked with unless they wish to be a collector's item on your throne that you've prepared with your sweat and juiciness by preserving the very thing that your king desires just for him, and that is your wetness. Find you a goddess to wake up to and lay with so you can rule your kingdom and remain powerful. And not soulless, from the mind of poetic.
Yo, see, that's why I'm a fan of your work, man. You know what I'm saying? Because all of that right there, you better hope your DMs don't blow up. You talk about mine.
Oh, man, I got a wife, yeah, man. She,
I know you do. That's what I'm saying.
You heard what I said in that piece now. Test it if you want to. Should devour you like the lion. You know what I'm saying?
Leo?
No, she's Scorpio, bro. Scorpio.
Oh, damn. Yeah, don't test the gangster. Word up. Yeah, but that was
already
a cool piece, man. Like, yo, you
bro,
really laid it down with that one, bro. Like, for real. Like, you know, all of y'all listening out there, yo, y'all better go check out the Ebony Collection, you know what I'm saying? Because that is awesome material right there, you know what I mean? So y'all just know what y'all know and see what you see, you know what I mean? But that was dope, bro. That was high profile.
Appreciate
right
it, brother.
You know what I mean?
Look. We're not just going to shout out my books, brother. You got an arsenal. Ladies and gentlemen, King Atterbury has his own collection, but it's an arsenal of his literary works and his poetry. So make sure y'all check my brother out as well.
It's all right, man. It's cool.
Y'all hear
him? Yeah, man. Yeah. You know, like,
I say, y'all hear him? Y'all hear what he putting down, right? You hear him, right? I mean, you know, the brother's putting some stuff down. But he a king, so I don't expect no less. It's a king right here.
Yeah.
So what do you say, we open up the first mic of the evening to see if they'd like to share?
All right, cool. Sounds like a plan to me.
All right, first up on the mic, we have Epiphany's own La Pearl La Negra.
Woo.
Hey, Don.
Oh, shit. How you been? What's up,
Negra?
Oh, my God. All right, y'all. Yo, dope poetry, gentlemen. Or should I say king? King, you letting them know you a king and being your love just spilling all over from out of your pen. I'm like, okay, all right.
I mean, you know, somebody.
Yeah, we already know.
Raheem Devon can't be the only love king in the world. He just doing it on the music.
Oh, Lord.
I got to reclaim the poetry level. You know what I'm saying? I just got to do it.
I hear you. Ain't nothing wrong with it, sis. Throw it on to the world. We need love in this world, man. Do that. Keep it coming. That's what's up.
Appreciate it. I appreciate it.
So the king speaks tonight, huh? Okay.
When king speaks, but we don't mind the queen entering into the arena to have her, if you will.
Indeed.
Oh, boy. All right, I was working on something today. Whew, Lord, I don't know why I get nervous when I call into the show when y'all hosting. I don't know what it is. I can't meditate. I don't know if it's y'all's energy or if it's mine's or if it's coming from somewhere else, but this nervous got to end.
It's a galaxy right here. I mean,
is that what it is?
You just entered Epiphany's galaxy, not the universe, the galaxy.
Okay.
Galaxy.
Okay. All right. Okay. That's what I usually say when I see a beautiful king. I say I'm looking at the universe, the galaxy. So, all right, but it still ain't helped my nervousness. It's all good, though. I'm going to try. Whew, Lord, this don't even have no title. But I'm going to try. Okay. Oh, goodness. All right. I am ready for love, all of the joy and the pain, and all the time that it takes just to stay in your good days. I'm ready for love, ready to build with the one who not only comes in peace, but is at peace within, ready for the ultimate collaboration, that bond sealed with light from the highest consciousness where nothing can surpass, enter, or break it, beautifully balanced, agreeing that together, when in the eye of the storm, it ain't always so bad. With mind, body, and spirit in sync, it's the happiest triad. Where just the presence of our presence gives, loves, and supports without even trying. Energy generated so amazing between us leaves us flying, but not be so blinded to some bad days to come. Just know enough good ones to not interrupt the peace built and kept between us. I'm ready for love, ready for the one to where the more that I trust him, the stronger I feel within, that I've kissed every last one of my healed scars, so he knows my love is from the stars. ready for he who chooses heart over ego, because he knows where his safe space of trust is located when he falls into my arms. Yeah, he knows. I'm here to heal and bring balance, to prioritize his mind, but do no harm. And he can feel when I pray for him, so I keep him covered, because he's got this on the physical plane, while God and I handle his spiritual struggle. That means ain't nothing and no one getting in our way. Because I'm in this for the long haul, so I want us to ride beside each other's love. Always speaking to the King in heaven. I'm a child of the seas and wind, but also of where light begins. They say, watch what you ask for, as you might receive. But if you ask me tomorrow, say the same thing. I'm ready for love. That's that peace. Woof.
Oh, shucks. Be careful
what you
ask for.
Unless you want to come in and sing, huh? You want to come in and sing, huh?
She's singing and bringing, but I hope you're in the hotel swinging.
Right.
I tried.
Look, that DM going to be blowing up.
No, please don't even say that, Lord. You don't know what I'm dealing with.
Hey, King, they going to be like, yo, I'm in a hotel right near you in Philly.
Okay.
Hey, yo, hey, look. Hey, King.
3 miles.
Hey, King. Look. They going to be saying this right here. Hold on. They'll be saying this right here.
Oh, my God.
That's what they're going to be, King. That's why I said you don't know what you're dealing with. That's how they going to be. That's how they going to be. Oh, yo. How you going to act like this, though? How you... And look, and King, he gonna be like, yo, I'm king out here in these streets. How you gonna act like this?
They might be singing the Tyrese joint. How you gonna act like that?
How you gonna act like that? Bro. Yeah.
Nah, they ain't gonna be singing those Tyrese, because I ain't even gonna get into that. But
they might be now. They might be. Maybe.
In their mind, it might have taken place.
They could come like this, though.
Ladies, this is the Love King. Raheem Devon via satellite to a place called Loveland.
They could now. I mean,
welcome to the hippie love movement.
I mean, I mean, this is what you're dealing with? This is what you're dealing with?
Yo, they come like that, I might give them some of my time. I might.
That's what I'm talking about. I love it.
LaPrell, you lucky I ain't in the studio, because I'll hit you with that Harlem zone, but they'd be like, baby girl. I'm hit them with that bag B, and I'm going, baby girl.
Oh my Lord, y'all crazy. I love y'all.
Now dipping with the dip sweat.
Oh man.
Before you,
that was a beautiful piece, though. Love that.
It was, man. It was really good piece, man. Dope fire.
She knew what she was doing. I tried. If I can get these nervous tremble out of me, yo, I'll give it to y'all. I'll be fire for it.
I mean, listen, check this out. Before you step off the stage and enjoy the rest of the show, I'm going to play this in the background as you talk about what you got going on tomorrow.
Ooh, all right, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, the Texas Divas of Epiphany are back on Wednesday night. They were going on hiatus, but we are back. But this time, it's going to change. We're talking about dealing with different energies that people bring and how we adapt to them. So y'all come on by here tomorrow night and every Wednesday night, bring us those pieces and tell us how you deal with the energy. So we're going to stick with this topic for a while. And you can also catch me from time to time on Monday nights in Kensington Quarter with King Atterbury. Now, afterwards, I'll escort you over to the Royale Lounge. Back to you, King.
All right. Whew, man. Whew. Thank you, boys and men, for that serenade to get her off the stage. Ladies and gentlemen, on her way, exit stage left, La Pearl, La Negra. You heard her. Catch her in the Divas and Divas Talk tomorrow, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as they continue the conversation around energy.
Mm. Damn, that sounds good.
All right.
That sounds like a promo.
I'm gonna do, you know, I gotta record some promos for all of the shows, so I'm gonna do that for every show. So stay tuned. But La Pearl La Negra, one love, one mic, and please remember, take your socks off.
One love, one mic, baby.
One love, one mic, baby.
Yo, so this how we gonna kick off the show, huh? Like that.
Yeah.
We got a queen coming through, doing her thing.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, this how we gonna do it, right?
But you know what I'm saying? Me and you both share the same certain dynamics on things, so we make this whole thing blast off. Rickety, what's that dude's name from back in the day? Ricky Shane Rabbit.
Yeah.
Ain't no deputy duke along up in here. We both ricochet rabbits. We'll take it there. She set the tone, yo. She did what she did.
She did. Yeah. And go ahead and let's get another artist on the mic. So let me give him some intro music right here. Some little intro. A little bit of intro. Ladies and gentlemen, coming up to the mic, Epiphany's own one half host of the Jess J and Gina Storm show. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Epiphany's own. Jess J is in the building. What's good with you, King?
What's going on, Black man? What's going on with you? Congratulations once again. And I might say that randomly from here on till eternity.
Hey, listen. Hey, keep saying it. It's all right with me.
What?
Cool, as long as it don't bother you, man. What's going on? Who your co-pilot?
My co-pilot? Oh, man, that is
my dude.
Jesus, always.
You already know.
Just all over the place, my nigga. You already know I'm here, B.
It's sticking like wallpaper.
Hey, Just Jay, is it okay if we put you on the spot for just a little bit, man? It's okay if we put you on the spot just for a little bit. You know how we had these pop-up shows and we just get a little unorthodox, right? Hey, man.
Right.
Since this subtitle of this show is When Kings Speak. Hey, man, can you do us a favor and say something to the queens out there, a word of encouragement, something encouraging to them before you do your piece, man? Just talk to the queens for a moment, bro.
Oh, wow. Queens, I know that things are looking a certain way right now as far as men and women relationships. Y'all hang in there. Keep doing the right thing. Don't go ahead and go with the crowd. Stick true to you and who you are. Things will you that man will find you. There are men out here that are looking for good women. Y'all just go ahead and hold of y'all values and it'll come.
Hey, man. That's what I'm talking about, bro. That's why we had that intro music for him, bro, because I knew that he would come through, man, and he would have something positive and encouraging for the sisters, for the queens out there. So I appreciate you for that, man. Thank you. Thank you for that.
No doubt, brother. We appreciate you.
Yeah, man, we have to appreciate them, man, and y'all are honoring them, man. So this is huge, man.
Yeah, no doubt. But we all know you the Shakespearean out there.
Man,
so let's not be too humble.
Epiphany did that to me, man. I'm trying to shake it. It's all good.
King, go ahead and usher my brother to the mic, man. Let's get him on the stage. Because after that powerful...
Yo. I'm gonna put you in my paradox. Now, I mean, you between the sun and the moon. So, yo, illuminate your sky. You know what I mean? And touch the mic.
Amen.
And let the people know what's goody out here. You know what I mean?
Man, good send off. Appreciate you, bro.
No doubt, brother. You already know.
Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathing. Breathing is not a luxury quickly or bountifully allotted to me when I gestate thoughts and compress periods into poems. During the regurgitation, there's a squeeze and a seize, and it's a barrel under pressure, turbulent seas. In the heart of deep waters, my words lose sustenance, becoming non-corporeal. My mind can't grasp them, so I am floating within them. First I'm phasing, then I'm drifting, out of focus, hopelessly. Breathe. Slowly. Centering. Balancing. So that the oxygen coming in will fire the boiler. And the check valves at the ready so that the compulsion doesn't expand in bands of a million potentials. That complexity of exponentials. When you have the entire ocean waiting to leave through a trickle of a small stream. At these pressures, even wind catches fire. Mental note, take time to take in the wind. When I hear the howl whistle, breathe. Breathing is for living. Feel the stress leaving, the trees swaying, the whirling into the nostrils. Breathe oxygen in real time. It will be fine. But the war is woven into the walls in between the lines. Every spark, every grind, I want my recitation to be a resuscitation of moments and memories played in the 8mm of my mind. A poem not heard, but lived. A poem with living roots that reach deep into the well of thought. And you, the listener, are privy to see the desserts and the wines of the produce that are produced. If I could weave the poem to the passage, no matter how delicate or how savage, embrace the tricky turns, the clever little traps covering the tracks, but the scarecrow pops out of the furrows to frighten away the magpies. This is a normal day for me, the poem crafter, measurer, calligrapher, the slave, the master, the noble one, the bastard. Why am I just a beautiful black child's laughter? A soul breathing has a desire for breathing. In and out. Life-giving air. I must learn to do this more efficiently. Poem.
Yo. Yo. Go ahead, King. Go ahead, King. Chop that up, bro. Chop that up.
Yo, man. Like, yo, that was right there. You know what I mean? Like, yo, you didn't even touch the galaxy. you just shook up the universe right there with that piece right there. You know what I mean?
Thanks,
that's
bro.
That's much appreciation to queens out there. You know what I mean? Got it going on, bro. You know what I mean? Your DM is going to be on lit tonight.
Never has that ever happened. I remember the first time that man and J Rob just told me that. I'm like, for real?
I'm doing this for
fruition. I don't need it.
You know what I mean?
I do not need
it. It's going to be brought into fruition. All right. So
I appreciate
that,
the sentiment, though, Black man. That's a huge lookout.
Hey, bro, I just tell it like it is. You know how they say, go tell it on a mountain? Nah, just tell it amongst the stars.
That's it, bro.
My man.
That's it. That's it. Hey, man. Just Jay, hey, man. Listen, man. Listen. Listen, bro. Listen. That man gave you, in the opening, he gave you a high compliment. He called you the Shakespearean, bro. And when you write like this, we're going to have to call King. We're going to have to call him the King Shakespearean after this.
Oh,
after
no,
after
never
this
that.
Barrage.
Just Jay
after
Wilson.
This barrage. Hey, man, dynamic.
That's
man,
how I got that name.
In.
That's it for real. That's what me like that. And I said, nope, just Jay. And he's like, that's it then. You're just Jay.
You're just G.
Yo, for real, not to interrupt you, but I got a new name for you. Just
what's
Jay
that?
Something. Just Jay something.
I can rock with that.
Not just Jay something, just Jay something.
Hey, man, listen.
There
listen,
you go.
Listen. If one man can have three different personalities, right? Walk
done
with
that.
Me now. If he can have three different personalities and he can get paid for all three different personalities, a.k.a. Cactus Jack, a.k.a. Mick Foley, a.k.a. Mankind. But guess what? He was still the same person. He just got paid three different ways.
Wow.
Come on, King.
Now that's crazy.
There you go.
Come on, King.
To pull off that illusion in front of everybody.
What? In front of everybody? And get paid like that? Come on. If
David Copperfield stepped to the rear.
Right. If that man can do that, then certainly a King Shakespearean, a Just Jay something. Can handle all of that.
Just Jay,
I feel you on that. That's good business advice too. Don't think that's been wasted.
Yo, they said with you, yo. You know what I'm saying? Just Jay.
Right.
I'm taking it.
I mean, because otherwise, hey, King. Otherwise, it'd be something like this. Right? Something like this. We're trying to figure it out.
Right.
We're trying to figure it out. What?
Earth.
Come on. Come on. Come on, bro. All right.
Stop telling your junkiness. Don't have me drunk out here. Like, yeah, just they did a freestyle last night. Yep, that's too bad for him.
Hey, he's going down.
Almost had you out there.
But listen, bro.
Yes.
Before we get you to exit the stage, man. Can you let everybody know what you got going on, not just only in Epiphany, but outside of Epiphany? Let them know, bro.
First and foremost, on Epiphany, last time we had the show, we had Gwen on that joint, man. Oh, my goodness. We did an interview with her. This weekend coming up, this Saturday, y'all be there. We haven't figured out what our theme is going to be, but we're going to go ahead and post it out there to y'all. We basically had a big thing over there on Clubhouse. Michael Gwynn came through for an interview. That was a two-hour interview with one of the the kings, the juggernauts of poetry right now. This dude, and he's very humble man, but he is getting in. He's doing movies. He's organizing for poets. He's putting money in poets' pockets on the spot, man, as far as letting them get their craft off, giving them an opportunity to make some money. That's pretty much it, man. I'm not going to go too much into it, but y'all make sure y'all be there Saturday to go ahead and support me and Gina. Me and Gina is really starting to pull that whole thing together. It's starting to become a beast. Y'all
starting
come by there, check us out.
Y'all been at it for almost 3 months. What do you mean?
Hey, man, you know, it's been a process, man. I've been enjoying doing the process out in the front, too, man, because I want it to be something real and tangible when it finally becomes, you can be like, man, it started here and it's doing this right now.
Amen, bro. Amen. I can't wait, man. I'm going to tune in and listen. Check y'all out, man. I've been listening to the playback, man. Y'all doing a smashing job, as Jess J was saying. Hey, you're doing a smashing job.
Smashingly
right now.
Good job.
So
I dare do say.
But kudos to you and Gina Storm for stepping in and really, you know, going through the process. And let me give you some flowers as a station manager. For going through the process and actually diving in and wanting to be better. You know, some people just want to get on and just do it.
Yeah.
But
no.
Y'all want to get on and y'all want to be better. Y'all want to perfect this thing. And then when you think that you perfected it,
production.
You want to go to another level. So,
yes, sir.
I see you. I see you. I'm listening. I see you. And keep doing a wonderful job, bro. I appreciate it.
Thank you. You know what, man? That means so much coming from you, dude. You have no idea. Because sometimes you be going down, doing these different things, and they feel like you're going down the alley, and you're not for sure on the next move.
Nah.
So, bro, I appreciate you for that. You and you too, Atterbury.
Nah, man. You ain't going down the alley. You just rallying up the storm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Popping the way you popping on that, and everything will be.
That's it.
Set in stone. You know what I mean?
Thanks,
so,
man.
Just keep rocking the way you rocking on that, and everything will be reborn. You know what I mean?
Indeed.
My man.
Yeah. Keep doing what you do, bro. Well, I'm proud of y'all.
All right,
brother.
Thanks, bro. I'm about to scamper.
Right. Man, get on over there, man. Get out. Stage left. But y'all heard my brother. Make sure you tune in this Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Just J, Gina Storm Show. Come on through, hang out, spit some poetry, listen to some poetry. You know what I always say, man, not only do I enjoy writing and reciting, but I'm also a fan. So I enjoy hearing others. So if you are a fan of poetry, you will be at that show this Saturday, tuning in and enjoying the art. So, just there.
Yeah.
Thank you, my brother. One love, one mic, and take your socks off.
One love, one mic.
Baby, I'm getting baby. Them socks off now. Yeah, be easy, baby, baby.
Baby, baby. Ladies and gentlemen,
you already know.
That's our good brother, Just J. Now, before we continue on, I mean, you know, sometimes you got to have some songs that just change up the game a little bit, and let me just play the song before we get into the next round.
I'm
All right. Welcome back, Epiphany Radio, the Kings of Epiphany, When Kings Speak, with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and King Atterbury. The dial-in number, 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1 when you get here. If you're already here and you have not done so and you desire to speak, King, you desire to be heard. Queen, you desire to be listened to. Go ahead and press that 1.
Yeah, don't be shy. Hit that 1 so you can be
go
heard.
Hit it. Yo, King. What you say we go into a second round? What you think, bro?
All right,
you ready?
Yo, let's get it. Let's get it. We here.
All right. Who you
want
to flip a coin?
You want me to go in, right?
I mean, you know what? Nah, I'll go. You want me to go? I'll go. It's fine.
Okay.
You went first. You went first.
You went first. Like that. Well, yeah. Hey, Baltimore before New York.
My man. The title of this piece is called See Me Roar. I walked with the confidence of a lion, gorilla-like strength stepping into Zion, slithering cunning skills of the snake, making sure my head wasn't bruised by the heel of another serpent by the lake, where baptism by fire allowed me to demonstrate dove-like peace. As I soared high above the clouds with the wings of an eagle's release, hoping the rage of the panther inside, met the agility of my cheetah poetic vibe, wondering if the bear hug of my lyrics gripped your heart enough to add more tiger stripes to your animalistic spirit, seeing if the jaguar of your soul can match the fierce intensity of my gazelle-like grace under suppressed control, while the toughness of my shark-like skin will elevate to the rhythm of your peacock swag when you hear the words from my pen. As you close your eyes and pray, you haven't become the prey. When combined with the moisture of the dew, just then you knew that we were meant to be together, come together as one unit, caged free birds as we just do it, create this holistic kingdom, natural enough to give life and death amidst freedom, our bond like no other on earth, you and me destined before our birth, the journey through emotions jungle, makes the earth shake and tremble, my animalistic instincts taking over so I can no longer be extinct. I am a black king, walking with the pride in the sea of my liking. Come, walk with me in the new Garden of Eden and let's just see. From the mind of Poetic.
Brother, yo, you just set the mic on fire just now.
Appreciate that, bro.
Yo, that was a dope piece, yo. Like,
thank you, bro.
Yeah, you're welcome, man. Like, I mean, the gazelles and you know, all the animals in the jungles. Like, you spit that ish. You know what I mean? Word.
I mean, that is. That is somehow we're sometimes how we are perceived, like animals, right? So I had to put it into context so that they can understand. At the end of the day, I'm still a black king, no matter how many animals you try to define me as. But let me help you do it eloquently.
I'm telling you on that, bro. You definitely laid the scales out for them. I mean, world.
Appreciate you, my brother.
Thanks, yo.
Now, enough about me. Let's hear you. Let's get into your pen.
Yo, you can't even pull a fast one on you.
Oh,
Yo, like, this one is called It's Just Us. So, this evening is rare. I am well prepared by what you have placed in the air. The look upon your face with your eyes gaze inside of mine. I am very familiar what you do in these moments that we share. No other thoughts are aware of what happens to what happens. It's a feeling and emotion wrapped up all into one. Not much verbal engagement. This arrangement is famous. I've been here before, so allow everything to be brought into fruition. The way your hands touch a side of me that initiate my charge, pacing a balance between me and your inner self that is open. Closing my mind, focused on the here and now, we are here exactly where we are. I'm so high from the vibration that you presented to my physical. Points at a pinnacle have me looking inside the aura. I'm on one. Tell me again, where you come from? Is it up close and personal? I'm always tapped in from the outcome, sharing the income. My lips across your lips, when upper or lower. I'm a tower full of power. Who cares about minutes and seconds? Being on fire with desire and all that come after. I'm hanging on to invisible rafters, resting myself on cool bleachers. Just knowing how you reach us, it's me, myself, and I. Allow the love to spill in and out what is to be. Become the one that is awakened up early and taken to your rear. You know the God that you see in front of you will persevere. Okay.
Yo, the God that you see in front of you will persevere. And, yo, that close was strong, bro. I mean strong. Dope ink, bro. Dope ink.
Yeah, thank you, brother. I appreciate that.
I'm going to tell you, you know how when you're going to school and you're learning about math, and they got these math wizards and gurus that created math, and they call them mathematicians, right? New word alert, y'all, making it up. I'm going to call him the ink magician. There you go, bro. There you go, King.
Nah, I appreciate that, bro. I mean, I just allow myself to follow spirit. You know, and when spirit go. So we not mathematicians, man. We artists, and we take our ink where we need to go with it. And we always salute the queens out there. You know what I mean, to let them know that you appreciate. What Pac said in that joint? You appreciate.
You appreciate. Yeah, that's what I'm talking.
You know, not many of us out there, and I ain't making this a racial thing, but I'm just saying, like, not many of us, our people, show the queens out there that they are appreciated. You know, you look at them at one sight, but they're striving. They're fighting against whatever it is out there. I mean, so hold their hand. Hug their brand. You know what I'm saying? And let them know, like, yo, you are loved. I mean, it's not just about you. It's about a cubicle of care, compassion, and love. You know what I mean? Because if a queen is comfortable in her own skin and she rocking with a king, you are dominant above anything that's out there in this world.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So just be obedient to what is and what's supposed to be, and not saying, like, oh, nobody know what I'm going to do. That's feminine tendencies.
Right.
Let the queen be right there with you. So then you can press a bid and then build her up so she know where she stands. I don't mind. Me personally, I don't mind following the queen because I know where I stand in this world. You know what I mean? And that's what a lot of people need to learn. Know where you stand in this world. You know what I mean? If you got that queen right there behind you, ain't nothing you can't do in this world. I mean, stop being selfish.
Right.
I mean, are you going to be by yourself?
Be by yourself?
No one else. I'm just saying, you're going to be by yourself with no one else. You know what I mean? And still talking about what you used to do. Ain't nobody caring about that. You know what I mean?
Right. You're right.
That's why, why the name is show.
Let's bring back, since we only got one queen that's in the show this evening, let's bring her back for her round two.
Yeah.
The Perla Negra.
That's
what you want?
Perla Negra.
I got something though for you, Rick. I gotta say something, you know. I mean, amazing pieces, but you know what, Mr. Atterbury, you were spitting some truth right there with what you was just saying. I am a firm believer of that. You need to say it louder for the folks in the back, for real. Because I'm over here like, yes, that part right there.
Absolutely.
Yes, we as queens, we got to step our games up and make sure these men, that y'all kings know that you got a safe space here with us. You have trust. So that man, you're going to get me going. All right, I'm going to leave that alone. But,
no, I'm just saying that's real talk. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
That's what we're here for.
I know that's right. Yeah, I got something else for y'all, and this is an old piece, y'all done heard it before, but I think because we are here where the kings are speaking, this is befitting to fit for y'all. All right, so this is called Dear Future King. Dear Future King, though many desire to sit upon your throne, this spot is designed for your royalty alone. So I clear the path for only you to claim your seat, and rest assured, I am your lady in waiting, anxious for the day that we'll meet, patient as ever to greet you in your royal chambers, as thoughts of you bring fantasies and feelings of pleasantry through my body. These locks were grown for your fingers to run through. You are my king. And it doesn't matter what road you choose to travel, inevitably we are destined to be. Everyone is meant to be with somebody, and you are the match to my royalty. I am your queen. So understand that I've loved you before time even began, before Mother Nature spoke to the wind and the wind whispered to the leaves on the tree. I honor you. With all the obstacles we faced and worked our way through, they were just the twists and turns of our puzzle pieces we were learning to fit together while the universe was molding us to fit together. Dear future king, know that when you get here, your crown will fit perfectly. So bow down, this is your coronation, the time for celebration through elation. We celebrate you. Wise beyond your years, yet open to continuously gain knowledge, a student of everything. Beyond all doubt, beyond all fear, you've proven yourself. Now step into your power and take your rightful place, my future king. Your kingdom awaits. That's it, Chief.
Yo. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to stick my chest out on that one. Yes, sir.
Hold on.
Let me, as you should. Let me clear my throat. Yeah, that's right. that was fire. That was a fire piece.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed that. You know, it kind of made me want to hear a little bit of this. I mean, you got to feel it. You just got to feel it.
I mean,
that's since I'm clearing my throat, sticking my chest out, I mean, that's how I'm feeling, you know. Thank you for that, Danya. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you. Wow, that's
the sound. King, what you got for that, King?
That was an amazing piece. I felt that all the way all over. I mean, Queen always got a, she always have a way of expressing everything. And look, I'm like right there with it. Like, you know, that's what she said.
Thank you.
You don't never hold back. You just let it all out the, let it all out the paradox inside the matrix, outside the matrix, inside the paradox. We're like, yo, feel that shit out. If you can't feel that shit out, then I don't know what to say to you. Goodbye.
Oh, that's a fact. Thank you.
You know what, man? Since you talk about inside the matrix, I'm going to shift gears for like a hot second. Can somebody tell me why, in the Matrix, why was not taking both the red pill and the blue pill an option? Somebody, anybody, anybody.
Wait a minute.
Why did he have to choose?
What?
Why did he have to choose red? Why couldn't he have both? Come on. I know somebody. I'm not the only one that was thinking that. Like, what happens if he take both pills? What happens? Like, I know I'm not the only one.
No, you're not. I was wondering.
Yo, that's real talk right there. What if you take both?
What will happen? If he takes both of them? Yeah.
Right.
Well,
what
we happened? All know. That's you know, the Matrix is a documentary. It's not so much like a film. It's telling us about life.
It's telling us a whole lot.
Oh yeah.
But
that makes sense though. What if you take both? How do you deal with that? Are you three dimension, fourth dimension, fifth dimension?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Listen. Mm. Y'all have read the Bible. Y'all have read the Bible, and you read about the descriptions of the angels, what they really, really look like. If you take both of them, come on now, think about it. Would you really want to meet an angel? Come on now.
Right. it's gonna be more than some little black cat and you hollering, whoa, deja vu. What did you just say? It's gonna be more than that.
Wow. Yo, do you even want to go to the other dimension? I don't know if I'm ready for that.
This sounds like another show.
We might have to explore that, King. We might have to explore that. But, La Perla Negra, thank you so much again for lending us your pen and your talent. So exit stage left. Stick around and enjoy the rest of the show. One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, was the dynamic La Perla, La Negra, and we're going to bring back King Just G. What up, King?
What's going on, black man?
Hey, listen. I know you got something to add. Why couldn't he take both pills? Why couldn't he take them both?
Hey, you know what? I think that would have caused a new movie to arise that had nothing to do with the
Matrix. You want to know what's crazy, man? I can see the Wayans brothers doing a parody of that, and Marlon taking both pills. And man, I'm gonna take both.
I can see that too, bro. Marlon,
you remember
Marlon
as Superman?
Like, he'll take both. He'll take both of them.
We're gonna take both of them. We're gonna take them both.
I think an abomination would occur like on the early Superman when the robot had pulled the woman inside of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that
scene
still scared me to this very day. Mm. They should have never been able to recover that one. It was too much for now.
Well, Just Jay, my good brother, we're going to allow you to give another one of your dynamic pieces, bro. So, the mic is yours.
All right. Appreciate you, bro. I live for the velvety rough texture of naked beats. I be performing phenomenal feats. I'm a maniac on loose leaf APB, man in large in these clubhouse streets. Digging deeper than Armada fleets into your seats. Cease and desist to feel the agony of defeat. I'm shutting you down like Control-Alt-Delete. Shut your people awake or sleep with your feet in some quick creek. Like Charlie Brown, you catching all this good grief. You the reason for re-seizing the crimson-soaked sheets when this verbal limit squeeze squirts by George, it hurts. That verse just vented your hearse from Hertz. Courtesy of this S-H-O-P Merc, like the boys make your melon burst. Boy, I don't know what the worst is, so I try to compare them. My vices versus my verses. I say heaven and Murgatroyd in my curses. I come back rich after a deficit and celebrate by ripping a mic down the middle of a malcontent. That was two sides to this beef. That's a flat line about some dead meat. Boy, I'm a black op. I do not exist. But it's hell to pay if I get a whiff of vinegar and piss. Who got me in here with this douche? This ring is the confines in which I control your verticals like Venetian blinds with acid rhymes. My spit shine like moonlit skylines. Feel the ascension as I climb line by line, hanging moms with hanging lines. How does the badger become a diva without having a beaver? Nothing bothers me more than naggers. Mad at me for being a Willie Sutton, the E.F. Hutton, J.J. got rocks first down and you frontin'. Because the ball ain't what you wantin', this the last venue you stump in as I smack the taste of flamin' phlegm, knocking out the poison pills drawn by your poison quill. If he dies, he dies, but I tried to save him. Riding on my reverb, my rim's carving the curves. Because it's mayday, mayday when it comes to the verbal gunplay. Because the verbal gunplay calls blood spray like it's drizzling. I'm handing out purple hearts for busted missions. Under the sun, grandson, scope don't glisten. But it pops like pistons with laser-guided precision. Shelling your position with negative intentions. Ah-ooga. Brace for collision. Home.
Yo, why you stop, bro? Why you stop? Like,
hey,
forget 16 bars. This was 32 bars, and I'm ready for 32 more. Bro, what you doing?
You clowning now, brother. You right, it did feel like it stopped too early.
Yo, it was like EF.
Yeah.
Yo, bro, but your Venetian blind. And yo, you got me with that Bieber line. How can you... Bro, you got me with that one. That one was good. That one was good.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, feel the ascension as I climb line by line, hanging minds with hanging lines. How does the badger become a diva without a beaver?
Without a beaver. Yes, sir. Yes, yo. That right there.
Yeah.
Y'all see, real talk, y'all see this? This is why I'm a fan of the art. Because I don't know how many times y'all heard me say that I can take the English language and bend it to my will. And that's what this man has demonstrated with this piece, bro.
Thanks, man.
I'm going to sound like Simon Cowell for a minute. You know, I was really prepared not to like that. But I have to give it a standing ovation. bro. King, talk to him, bro. Talk to him, bro.
That's better than the utterly dreadful.
Just like you trying to be real humble with everything. You already know, like, yo, you went there. You already know that you went there. You know what I'm saying? When you was halfway through, I already know that you knew you was going there. You know what I'm saying? I give a high salute to that, because, yo, that was, though, some vernacular shit. I'm going to say it on the show. No, you know I'm New York all day. That was some shit right there. You knew you went there, my dude. Like, I appreciate that. Like, that was some shit. You know what I mean?
You're right.
Hey, Van, another line I had, and they was from South Park. Nothing bothered me more than knackers.
Right. Oh, I appreciate hearing what I heard, man. Like, yo, you just been spitting that shit. Like, yo, that's what's up, man.
That's fire, bro. That's fire.
Thanks,
yeah,
man.
It definitely was. I was like, oh, damn. I said, just going in right there?
Just clown a little bit, man.
Hey, man, sometimes, man, when you just playing with words, man,
yeah,
you create these masterpieces, bro. And you never know how they're going to turn out. Like that piece that the second piece of that spit, man, I had no idea how that was going to turn out. I just wrote it.
No, I was on the other side of the mic going crazy. Oh, I'm so glad that I ain't on the air, because I'd have been saying all that.
but
I'm,
man,
really
conscious
of that nowadays.
Right. But you strung that stuff together, man. Like nobody's business, bro. And that's what happens when you playing with rhyme schemes and you playing with cadences, because you actually switched up your cadence in certain parts of this piece. Yo, this
indeed,
bro. This was fire, bro. This was fire, bro.
That's you sound like my best friend in Detroit, man. Every time I used to hear your voice back in there, I would be like, Sean, quit playing. I know this shit, man.
Nah, man.
Yo, I salute that, Jeff. Yo, you be doing your thing, bro. You know what I mean?
Thanks, man.
Keep rocking how you rocking, bro. You know what I mean?
Thanks a lot, bro. I'm about to slide out of here, fellas. The wife is demanding
really
my time.
I appreciate you. Hey, man, listen, I appreciate you for hanging out with us and rocking. I always can't wait to hear you tomorrow. And then Thursday when the Get Down returns. Hey, man, I'm going to give you a whole lineup tonight. I'm going to give you a lineup tonight before we close. I'm going to give you a lineup tonight. But make sure, man, thank you, bro. Appreciate it. Make sure you stick around if you can. Tell the missus just maybe 5-10 more minutes, but we appreciate you, good brother.
Yeah, we definitely do, man. You know, came in and did your whole diligence, mm-hmm. Man. And, beautiful, man.
Absolutely. All right, my brother. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, man.
Much love, brother.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Jess J. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you tune in to Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for Divas Talk with La Pearl Negra. And I'm not even going to tell you who's hosting with her. I just want you to be pleasantly surprised. Then Thursday night, y'all, it'll be the Get Down, the return of the Get Down after, it seems like, a month hiatus. We had a lot going on last couple weeks, and talk to J-Rob, and we should be back on the air this Thursday. Hey, y'all, because it's something that we haven't discussed yet, something that we haven't talked about yet, and that is the 50th anniversary of hip-hop. You're not going to want to miss this. And then Friday night is open at the moment. Friday night's open at the moment. I don't know if the new show for Friday is going to be on just yet, but stay tuned. And then Saturday night, you just heard Jess J and Gina will be on And then Sunday nights, the Inspiration Factor with Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson and Alonzo. Monday night, we got King and Queen's Quarters with King Atterbury and one of the divas. Then Tuesday night, we'll have to see if Mojave's back. Great. If not, then guess what? We just might have to do the Kings of Epiphany again. You know, we just have to see.
Hey,
so
we right here in the building. It's a whole big family right here.
Absolutely, we do what we do. So, King, hey man, go ahead and close this out, man.
You want me to spin a piece?
Yeah, bro. I'm going to give you the spotlight, bro. You're a king, man. Spin a piece. Close us out.
Yeah,
take us out.
I just want to throw that out there because I was really unsure. No, you be on some mystery shit, yo. That's for real. Like, I don't be knowing where you be going. I'm like, no, we just, yo, this piece right here is called Honey Pot. On my spiritual retreat, met a woman who mirrored me. Beautiful sight to see as I continue on my journey. Love is strong and hard. Walk through life as a god. Standing on my merits, I'm posted high where I start. Introduced myself as Joe. She replied, her name Delilah. As you wait in line for breakfast, speaking in tones that is required. Delilah asked about my jacket, which showed King Atterbury. Responded that I am a poet and a published author. I reply, heavy. Told her about the books and shows I did weekly. She stated that it's fly, that she once dabbled in poetry. So we sat and ate together, seated next to the window. I took sips of my coffee as she did the same with her tea. Conversed about changes in the world and how we struggle. Had to strengthen mental muscle and cuddle about what's above you. As I asked about the life she lived, her smiling eyes was classic. Employment of this woman was journalism, the last. I said, cool, as the mood became warmer as we spoke. Switched topics on religion and the power of faith and hope. I moved along, exchanged numbers, then we departed. Received a text with her address to a house with no apartment.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Epiphany Radio presents Kings of Epiphany, When Kings Speak. Thank you for hanging out with us, coming out. Listen, without you, there's no Epiphany Radio. I will tell you until I'm blue in the face. We need you. We love you. And we value you. Your gifts and your talents are wanted and are heard here. Tune in tomorrow night. Divas Talk. One love, one mic. Remember to take your socks off. Baby, baby. Peace.